We're on. Okay, it's the shiurim this week are Zecher Nishmas David Tzvi ben Dov Mordechai and Refuah Shleima for Zev Eliezer ben Chaya Shendel. Okay, we are at the bottom. Let's start at the bottom of Yibes and Beis. Let's start with the Mishnah again. And Menachem did a couple more lines. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Maskir and Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos, one of the most famous Mishnahs in Chas. We'll be saying it a couple weeks in the Haggadah. Maskir and Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos, we mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at night. Notice it says Maskirin and not Zochrin. The Rishash already says here, why doesn't it say Zochrin? Why Maskirin? Because Maskirin is mentioned, meaning you have to say it bepeh. You have to verbalize the word. Zochrin can be you remember it, behir her. We generally pass that you can't be yotzei the mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim at night. It has to be can't be yotzei Yitzias Mitzrayim behir her. You have to do a bedibur. So the Mishnah is alluding to that by saying the lashon of Maskirin instead of the lashon of Zochrin. Okay, that's just the first word. Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Balevos. Amar Lazar ben Azariah, Hariyani Kvetchim Shana. I was like 70 years old. What do you mean, like 70 years old? So in a couple of weeks, we'll get up to the story on Daf Chav Zayin, Daf Chav Ches, where he was appointed in Rosh Yeshiva overnight, and he was only very young, and they said, it's Pasnish, he doesn't look like a Rosh Yeshiva, and overnight he grew a white beard. Hariani Kivin Shim Shana, I'm like 70 years old. He really wasn't. So we'll get to that story and see Chav Ches Van Aleph on the side. Hariani Kivin Shim Shana. And I never could figure out a hint anywhere in the Torah where it says that there should be a mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim at night, Drasha ben Zoma. Until ben Zoma made the following drasha, Shenemar, as it says, L'mat tizkeros yom seischam neheres Mitzrayim kol yomei chayecha. Because that pasuk, and it says, all the days of your life you should remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. So we darshan, yomei chayecha hayamim, kol yomei chayecha halelos. The days of your life refer to the days, kol yomei chayecha, that extra word includes even the nights. And that's Ben Zoma's drasha. And that's how we pasuk it. The Chachamim Omer, yomei chayecha holom hazeh, kol yomei chayecha lo'avi lemos HaMashiach. The Chachamim here have a different drasha for the words kol, not yomim and leilos, but yom hazeh and yomos hamashiach. I was asked that the question came up yesterday about how do we paskin like the first day? We paskin like Ben Zoma and not like the Chachamim. I didn't see anybody who first talks about it, but you should note that the first the Mishnah starts off with a stoma. Maskir and Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos. That's not anybody. That's not a day. That's not just a das yachid. That's a stoma de basdisen. So to say we have a stoma de basdisen on our side to how we paskin maskir and Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos. That might be part of the reason of how we paskin that way, even though the Chachamim have another drasha. Okay, just two other points about the Mishnah. Number one, we should note, this Mishnah is about the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim each and every day of our lives. There is a different mitzvah that occurs only one night a year, or maybe two nights a year, and that is Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, retelling the story. And in the past, we've spoken about many differences between the mitzvah of Sipur and the mitzvah of Zechira. Just number one is Zechiras to yourself. You say Shema to yourself. No, you don't have to say Shema to your child. Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim has to be a give and take. It has to be a question and answer form, etc. But this mission is the source for the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, while Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is a different mitzvah. There is a mystery, though, that many Mefarshim deal with, and that is, if you look in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, he counts the mitzvah of Sipur as one of the 613, but Zechira is not on his list. For some reason, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is nowhere to be found. In the Mishnah Torah, he says there's a mitzvah, but for some reason, he doesn't count it as a mitzvah. So many of the Rishonim ask, it's a Mefarsh Mishnah. And he obviously holds it's a mitzvah. The Rabbi said you have to say, right, you have to mention it every day and every night, but he doesn't count it as a mitzvah. So there are a number of answers given. I'll just mention two or three, and then we'll move on. The Prima Gadim says in his Psicha to Hilchas Kriyashma, no, Zechiri ki bi yotzei behirur. You don't have to say it. And the Rabbi doesn't count mitzvahs that you don't have to say if it's just belief. Which is, by the way, against what we just said. We just said the Rishash says from the word maskirin instead of zochrin, you have to mention it. You can't just say the word, think about it. But that's one opinion of the Prima Gadim. There is, though, an Ar Sameach. We mentioned in Mishal Shudis. I thought it was a nice hemshach. He has another pshat. He says, a big chiddush. He says, Lulei the Mistafina, if I wouldn't be scared, I would say the following. And that is, I think it's a mitzvah derabanan. There are different types of mitzvahs d'rabbanan. There are gzeros, there are takanos of new events like Purim and Megillah, but then there's another type of mitzvah d'rabbanan where Chazal know what Hashem would want us to do. This is one of those examples, he says. Hashem obviously wants us to remember that he took us out of Mitzrayim. Therefore, it's a mitzvah derabbanan, which is very, very difficult to say. There's a Gemara on tomorrow's daf, Hashem, that calls Zechiris, he sees Mitzrayim to Oraisa. That's the Ursa Meach's Vart. But there is one that seems to be the MS, and that is Reb Chaim Brisker's Vart. His Chana the Rambam. He says, this we mentioned, I think, all the way at Daf Beis, Daf Gimel, that there is a Machlokes. What is the mitzvah of Kriyashma Mida Oraisa? How much do you have to say Mida Oraisa? So there are four Shitos in the Rishonim. Some, the Ramban holds just the first Pasuk. That's the only mitzvah Oraisa, which we'll see today. There are B'dievet, we might only have to have Kavanah in the first Pasuk. The first Pasuk, the Ramban says. The first Parsha, that's the second Shita. Who says the first Parsha? Right. Remembers Rashi. Rashi, the beginning of the Masechta. That's Rashi. Other Shitas, some Bali Tosfos, say the first two Parshias. And then the Ramban says all three Parshias. The Ramban says all three Parshias are D'oraisa. So says Reb Chaim, what do you see from there? The third Parsha is all by Zechiras Yisias Mitzrayim. So it must be the Ramban thinks that Zechiras Yisias Mitzrayim is part of a Kiyum of Kriyashma, is part of that larger framework, part of Kriyashma, part of Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, etc., includes remembering that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. So that's how Reb Chaim said, that's what the Ramban doesn't count, that it's a separate mitzvah, because it's included in the mitzvah of Kriyashma. So the three different approaches how to explain why the Ramban doesn't count Zechiras Yisias Mitzrayim. Okay. Sorry? What does the math do with a pasuk? Maybe it's a smach? But I
doesn't he say something that it's telling you, the pasuk doesn't talk, the pasuk is just saying that you have to be zokis here to try, and the Chacham is telling you a way about going.
He said it's mikri d'oraisa, because they figured out what Hashem wants, but it really is not a din d'oraisa like the others.
But the third
parasha is d'oraisa, right? I mean, that's. But whether it's part of the mitzvah, well, they have to say it fine. But it's part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma, so that's Reb Chaim's note. Okay, Gemara. Tanya, four lines from the bottom. Are we really going to say, remember, Yitzias Mitzrayim on Moshiach? So Kfar Nemar, the pasuk already says in Yirmiyahu. Today's will be coming, Be'ezus Hashem, and we won't say anymore, Hashem who took us out of Mitzrayim. Ki im chay Hashem asher hela, v'asher hevi asher beis Yisrael, me'eretz safona. We call our rosh asher yidachtim sham. We'll be talking about Kibbutz Golias in the future. We're going to forget Yitzias Mitzrayim. We're not going to remember it anymore. So Ben Zoma says either. You see from the pasuk that we're not going to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim anymore. So how could you say call includes Yemos HaMashiach? So Amru lo, Chama answer, no, lo shiti akri, Yitzias Mitzrayim im koma. It doesn't mean that you forget it totally. That's not what the pasuk in Yirmiyahu means. El shitei shibin malchi is ikr, Yitzias Mitzrayim tafilo. It just means the main remembrance that you will have will be Kibbutz Golias and the Geula Ha'asida, but you also remember a little bit Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that little bit is Merumas, and you have to, that's the call, L'Havi Yemos HaMashiach. And the Gemara says there are other places where we find such an idea, where you mention one idea as an ikker and one as a tafa, one as a secondary idea. Kiyotze Ba'atomer, you also find by Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Kim Yisrael Yeshemecha. The pasuk says you'll not be called Yaakov anymore, but Yisrael, when Yaakov's name is changed. Lo Ye'alker Yaakov Mimkomo. The pasuk doesn't mean that Yaakov Avinu's name will be uprooted totally, because as Rashi says here, and we'll see in the Gemara in a few lines, Hashem called Yaakov after he changed his name to Yisrael. So you see that Yaakov's name wasn't totally uprooted. In a Chinami, we'll get to that, but Yaakov seems to be different. Yaakov seems to be different. That's why the Gemara is Dafka bringing Yaakov here as the model, and not others. El Yisrael Iker of Yaakov Tafilo. But Yisrael is the Iker and Yaakov's Tafil. He's one person, as Yaakov just alluded to, he's one person that the name doesn't change totally. One becomes an Iker, Yisrael, we're B'nai Yisrael, we're not B'nai Yaakov, but Yaakov Avinu still keeps his name somewhat. The Chayin Hu Omer, it also says, also notes, Al Tizkru Rishonos, the Kanmonios Al Tizboninu. Do not, the Pasuk in Shayo, do not remember Rishonos, the first Shibudim, the Kadmonios Al Tizboninu, and don't think about the Kadmonios, what happened earlier. So what does this mean? Al Tizkru Rishonos Es Shibud Malchios. Don't think at all. Al Tizkru, don't remember Shibud Malchios at all. So don't remember means totally forget it. But the second part of the pasuk, the kadmonios, al tisboninu zu yitzias Mitzrayim. So al tisboninu means don't focus on, don't contemplate on, but it doesn't mean to forget it totally. It's not like al tiskeru. So already in this pasuk, you also see that you're not supposed to totally forget yitzias Mitzrayim, you're just supposed to put it secondary in your mind. Okay, so now the Gemara just continues relating to these ideas that we've just been talking about. Hinini, fifth line. Hinini, Oseb Chadasha Ata Titzmach. I'm going to bring you a new Geula. Now it's going to sprout forth. Tani Rav Yosef, Zu Melchemes Gogu Magog. What are we going to talk about in the future? We're going to talk about Gogu Magog, the future Melchama. Marshal Amal Dever Dome. So what is this whole thing? Let's give a metaphor for this whole thing. They were always going to talk about the newest geula and the newest redemption. Somebody's walking on the way, and a wolf is about to attack him. And he's saved. And he tells everybody, you know what Hashem did for me? I was saved from the Ze'ev. Oh, it's unbelievable. I'm so happy. I feel so thankful. But then 10 minutes later, and a lion starts attacking him, and he saves it from the lion. So then, then he forgets about the wolf, and he starts talking about the salvation, the newest salvation he had, from the lion. Because that's the newest one, and that's when he feels the most. Pagabo nachash v'nitzal mimenu. And then he's attacked by a snake, and he's saved from it. The Gemara, in a number of places, says that the nachash is the most dangerous. Even more, we saw the lion, the king of the jungle, but in a few places, the Gemara in Baba Kama talks about, in terms of nizikin, nachash seems to be unique, in terms of if it's damaging and it's danger. So you meet a nachash v'nitzal mimenu, shachach v'yis ha'sheva, ha'yim ha'sar v'holi v'yis ha'nachash. So every time we have a new salvation, we talk about the newness, the newest one. Af kol Yisrael, Saros Achronos B'Shachos Arishonos. So to Am Yisrael, every time we get a new Tzara and a new salvation, you know, we're always talking about the latest one. You know, nowadays we talk about the Holocaust and not about the Inquisition or about the Crusades. We have to remember everything. But the one that's closest for us, besides the fact that it was qualitatively different, but even without that aspect, it's natural to talk about the most recent events rather than what happened earlier in history. Okay, so this is a metaphor that we're still going to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. How do we get onto this whole thing? That was the Sheet of the Chachamim. We're going to talk about it, but just as a secondary in nature. But now that we brought up before, Derech Agav, that just like Yetzias Mitzrayim and the ultimate Geula, so to Yaakov and Yisrael, so we're going to talk a little bit about names. By the two dots. Avram hu Avraham. The beginning of Divrei Hayamim. All of us should learn Tanakh. Avram hu Avraham. That's the first pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Betchila nase av la'aram, ulabasof nase av l'chol ha'olam kulo. What's Avram and Avraham? At the beginning he was just Av on Aram. That's alluded to. That's the place where he came from. Alluded to with the name Avram. Ulabasof. And then he changed to be an Av l'chol ha'olam kulo. Wonderful agadata, we might say. Wonderful, no halachic significance, but it sounds nice. The Rambam, though, says it does have halachic significance. So Rashi, that we might know from Pashas Kisavo, Rashi holds that if a ger brings bikurim, if a convert brings bikurim, so the halacha is, according for the Mishnah in bikurim, maybe the eino kore. He has to bring bikurim, but he doesn't say the parsha of bikurim, because it says, asher, go through, thank you for giving me these fruit, and it says, asher, asher, nasata, la'avoseinu, la'avraham, etc., etc., etc. So the Rashi paskins, maybe the eino kore. The Rambam argues. The Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim says that even a ger says the parsha of bikurim. Maybe the kore. Why? Our Gemara. Achshav, Bobasov, before Avram was Av la'aram, Bobasov nata Av l'chol ha'olam kulo. That's the name Avraham. So even a ger is b'nei Avraham. Right, so that's what he says. Avol ger maybe v'kor l'fish and never l'avram. Ava mokayem nesaticha, harayu Av l'chol ha'olam kulo. This is in Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel. Shenechnas and dachas kanfi yeshchinos. The Rambam said there's halachic significance to this Gemara. And also I saw there's a tour that also says if somebody makes a neder from the Zera Avraham, there's a neder from the Zera Avram. Gerim also might be included because Zera Avram, they were under Tachas Kafi, they were under a Kodesh Baruch Hu's under Avraham's nation even beforehand. So there might even be halachic significance to this Gemara that Avraham is the father of all nations.
They're also called Avram.
Right. When they become Gerim, they're called Ben Avraham. Yeah.
You can say it like that. They wouldn't be able to make any bracha that says Elikamba Elikamba.
In a chinami, but that they could say right now. When a ger, we pass, and the ger could say, "Okay, because right now it's Elo You know, it's not Dafka talking about a historical event. By Bikurim, you're saying that you gave this land to. So that's why it might be different. It might be different between those two. Okay, so the Gemara says, so Abraham's name was changed. Sarai, he's Sarah. Right, Sarai is Sarah, as Yaakov said before. V'tchila nasa Sarai l'umasa. First, Sarai, which Rashi explains, is a possessive type of Sarai, is my prince, my princess. Sarai l'umasa. She was a princess to her nation. U'l'basov nasa Sarai l'chola olam kulo. And Sarai is more of a general, objective term. She became princess to over all of the nations. Fine, so those are the names that are changed. But now the Gemara gets into more serious business. Tani bar kapara, kalakori la Avraham, Avram over Basay. It's not just changed name, but now if you call Avraham, Avram, you violate the Nasei. Shene'amar b'hayashubcha Avraham. Because Hashem says, your name shall be Avraham. So therefore, if you say Avraham, you're going against that Asay. It's not a mitzvah Asay, but you go against that Asay, and therefore it's as if you're violating the Asay. Reb Eliezer Omer, not only violating the Asay, but worse than that, Over Belav, you violate a negative, quote-unquote, commandment. Shenemar Belikari Od Es Shimcha Avraham. Right? It's a lav, it's not just a violation of the Asay. So then we say, Elamei Atos, what about the other people who got their names changed? It's only by Avraham. Hakori l'Sara Sarai Hachanami. So what happened if you call Sarah by her old name? That also should be a lav and an asay. So the Gemara says, no. Hasam kut shebrichu amar l'Avraham. There was different. Because if you look at the language of the Torah, Hashem says to Avraham, Sarai ishtecha lo tikra es shema Sarai. You personally shouldn't call Sarai anymore. Ki Sarah shema. The language by Avraham Avinu is v'lo yikare. It shouldn't be called. Everybody. So it's a general term referring to all of Klal Yisrael. But by Avraham and Sarah, the Lashon was specifically, Avraham, you shouldn't call Sarah Sarai. So therefore the Gemara assumes that was a specific Lashon to Avraham and not to the Klal Yisrael. And then we say, Elameata Hakor El Yaakov, Yaakov Hachanami. So what about Yaakov? Do you say the same thing by Yaakov, that it shouldn't, other interpreted not as it was Tikra, it was Lashon Yaakov, but others say, because first Hashem says, Sarai, your wife, don't call, etc. So Hashem acknowledges that her name is still Sarai. Sarai Ishtecha. So some say that's the interpretation of that line of the Gemara. But then the Gemara says, what about Yaakov? Do you say the same thing if you call Yaakov, Yaakov? So the Gemara says, Hachanami. So the Gemara answers, as we said before, Shani Hasam, no, Yaakov's different. The Hadra Hadre Kra, because Hashem himself repeated the name Yaakov even after he renamed him Yisrael. Dechseh Vayomer Elokim L'Yisrael B'maros Halayla Vayomer Yaakov Yaakov. Right, so you see, even when his name was Yisrael, I think this is Parshas Vayigash, he calls him Yaakov. There is a discussion, the Marsha here leaves B'tzarach Ian, why this isn't quoted Lahalacha by any of the poskim. Hakor la'Avraham, Avram over Basay, over Balav, it's not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. We see the Gilyan Hashas here, Rabbi Kiva Eger, quotes the Magen Avram in Simin Kuf Nun Vav. That Magen Avram lists a lot of places where there's this line in the Gemara that sounds like it should be Lahalacha, and the poskim don't quote it. So he quotes this one also there. That for some reason the poskim don't quote this. There are different answers given about why it's not quoted. Some say it was only before Har Sinai, it wasn't repeated at Har Sinai. There were some other answers given, but I think the question is better than the answer. That why it's not quoted, but the Marsha asked the question and leaves a B'tzarach Ian, why this is not quoted in the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, etc. But we should just be aware of the Gemara.
People might think that when you're reading the
Well, that's what the Torah says at that point. Well, we'll get to something like that in a minute, in the next line of the Gemara. Oops. Pasuk Rav Yosi Bar Avin V'Tamer Rav Yosi Bar Zvida. 1 second, something that we say every morning. Pasuk in Nechemya. Ata Hu Hashem Olokim Asher Becharta B'Avram. Right. When we give stuck every day, we say B'Avram, not B'Avraham. So what about Nechemya? Nechemya didn't know this. So we say Amaleina Hasam Navi Hu Dekamisadil Shivkei Drachmana My Dehavi Meikara. So says the Gemara, explained by Rashi. No, what Nechemya is doing, he's telling the story about what was. Similar to what Stewie just said. Hashem, you chose Avraham way back when. So at that point, he was Avraham. He wasn't Avraham. So if you're telling the story about what was then you're allowed to say Avraham. But if you refer to him now, Avraham Avinu, you have to say Avraham Avinu. There is an interesting on this Gemara, there's a Maloh HaRoim, one of the Achronim in the back. He says it's not just referring to a story in the history. But what's the whole point of the problem of saying Avraham instead of Avraham? You're being mezalzel him. Because he used, right, you're saying he's only the head of the one nation of Aram? Avraham is a more chashev name. So generally, if you say Avram instead of Avraham, it's a zilzul. So that's why it's a problem to say Avram. But, says the Melo Haroim, here Nehemiah is saying, Hashem, you chose Avram even before he was Avraham. You chose Avram when he was so small, when he didn't even have all the nations yet. So that's a kibud of Avram Avinu. To say that he was chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu even so early in his life. So then it's not a problem to say Avraham. Then you can say Avraham because that gives him more chashivas, that he was chosen even when he was just Avraham and not Avraham. So that might be pshat, he says, in this line of the Gemara.
That's why there's no problem with the
Pasuk. That's why there's no problem. Well, maybe the Pasuk Divrei Yamim is just telling you this Avraham is Avraham. It's the same person. It's just listing the names. But it could be that's similar.
Maybe Avraham was like the
right passage in terms of the Yeshua also. Why Avraham? I mean, there is a question we're not dealing with. Is so therefore, Matskana only Avraham. So, but what, hashkafically, why only Avraham to Avraham? Yeah, because that was a national change. That was a significant change. We're not Bnei Avraham anymore. We're Bnei Avraham. Yaakov and Yisrael, we might have different aspects of. Sarai and Sarah also might be somewhat different. There's something unique about Avraham and Avraham. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Hadronalach Emasai. Next, Hayikari Ba Torah. Next parak. Somebody's reading the Torah. Vihigiyas Man Hamikra and Kibin Libo Yatsa. Somebody's reading the Torah and he's saying the parshas of Kriyashma. If he had Kavana, whatever that means, we'll get to in a minute. If he had Kavana, he's Yotze. What type of Kavana? We'll get to in the Gemara. So let's just leave that for now. Next, Biprakim. Shoel Mipnei. So now that we're speaking about Kriyashma, the Gemara discusses when are you allowed to be mafsik during Kriyashma. Nowadays we talk about for Kedusha, for Amen, etc. The Mishnah doesn't talk about that. The Mishnah talks about other types of Hefsekim, which we generally paskin are not halacha lemaisa anymore. Generally the latter Achronim say that the following halachos are not halacha lemaisa. But it's important to learn. Biprakim, so the first opinion of Remeir says, there's a difference between in between paragraphs and in the middle of paragraphs. And we'll get to what does it mean in between and in the middle in a minute. But the Mishnah says, Biprakim, Shoel Bnei Akavod Umeshiv. Rabbi Meir says that in between paragraphs, you're allowed to be Shoel. You're allowed to say hello to somebody and say it first, how are you? Shalom Aleichem, Mipnei HaKavod, in front of somebody that you have to have Kavod for. Umeshiv, and you're allowed to answer if they say Shalom to you. Uba emsa, but if you're in the middle of a paragraph, which is a more stringent area, then you can't do anything mishum kavod, for according to Rabbi Meir, but shalom ibn hayira umeshiv. But you're allowed to ask somebody who, we'll get to what ibn hayira means in a minute, but because you fear them, umeshiv, and you're allowed to answer. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, kavod, the first by the prakim, and by the emsa, it's the yira is the issue. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, let's just finish the line. Review this says no. Review this a little more mako. Be'emsa, if you're in the middle, shol mipnei hayira, you're allowed to be shol mipnei hayira because you fear them. Umeshev mipnei hakavod, but you're also allowed to answer mipnei hakavod even be'emsa, which is more mako than Rabbi Meir. Ubaprakim, but in between, shol mipnei hakavod, which is what he agreed to, Rabbi Meir said. Umeshev shol mechaladam, but Rabbi Yehuda says in between, you're allowed to say, give shalom back to anybody. Anybody who gives you shalom. Even without the reason of kavod, even without the reason of yira. Elohein bein aprakim. So what are the paragraphs that we're talking about? So bein bracha rishon lishniya, between the first bracha of kriyashma, after yotzer hama'oros, before avarava, bein shniya lishma, bein shma levahayim shamoa, bein hayim shamoa levayomer, bein vayomer lehemis v'yatziv. Rabbi Yehuda argues on that last one. And we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Beinu, Beyomer, Lemes, V'yatzev, Yasek. No, you can't have a break there. We pass on, you go straight through, and you don't have a hefsek. So that's why, Hashem Lokechem Emes, it's based on, probably based on this, that you don't say Hashem Lokechem, is the end of the pasuk, if you look in the Torah. Emes is the next, but we don't have a break in between. We pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. We don't have a break between Shema, this the last pasuk of Kriyashma, which is the Tiras Yisis Mitzrayim, and Emes V'yatziv, right, which you said yesterday, in the bottom of the previous daf, we said, Kol Shalom Amar Emes V'yatziv, Lo Yatziv De Chavaso, because part of mentioning Yisis Mitzrayim is V'yatziv Anachon, where we mentioned Kriyas Yamsif, where we mentioned Makas Bechoros, where we mentioned the whole process, that's also part of the mitzvah of Zechiras Yisis Mitzrayim. Stop there for a minute, there is an important Rashi here. Rashi says, how do you define Mipnei Hayira? What is Mipnei Hayira? In front of somebody that you fear. So what would you have said? You fear him. What would you?
A king.
A king. Okay, but what does Rashi say? Mibnei ha'yira, adam shehu yare mipanav, shelo yahargehu. Somebody who you fear that they're not going to kill you. Does so anything bother you about that? What? Well, you don't want them to kill you, so you have to answer them. Sakana is the fashos. What's the chiddush? Because you can do anything. The Rosh asks, what's Rashi talking about? The Rosh says, it can't mean that. So the Rosh says, what it means is that your father, your mother, your Rebbe, that's what it means to be a Yira. People who have a mitzvah of Yira to affront. So what's the shot of Rashi? So Rashash says, you have to say Rashi doesn't mean that my mom's going to kill you. Just means in front of somebody who you fear who has the power to kill you. But it doesn't mean mom's not going to kill you right now. You're not a satsakonis lafashis. Just means they are gay because they have the koach. They're in the position to do that. But not that they're actually mom's going to kill you. So that's just something to important Rashi to know upshot of that Rashi is. That's what the Rashash says on this Gemara. We're going to get to... Will your wife be included? That's a mitzvah. That's not a mitzvah. That's okay, we're going to get to, just keep this in mind, because later on, when we get to, where is this? When we get to the beginning of, that you're not allowed to be not malafsik, even a nachash karach al akevo, there's a mishnah later on. So we're going to get to Rashi there says, even if the nachash is going to kill you. So we're going to have to remember this Rashi then too. Okay. Yeah, Shmuel.
What's the mission being the Chazakas in the beginning when it says
that if you have Havana? We're going to get to that in a minute, in the first line of the Gemara, what the Chiddush is. But whether that tells us that you have to have Kavanah by mitzvahs. Okay, weiter in the Mishnah. Last, at the end of the fourth wide line. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Lama kadma parashas Shema l'vayim Shemoa. So we know we have to say all the parashas of Kriya Shema, so why the order? Why do you say the first Vahafta before Vahaya? The Shkaba love O Malchus Shemayim Tchila, the Yacharach Makabel of O Mitzvos. So that we first are Makabel O Malchus Shemayim, which is the first parasha of Kriya Shema. We say Yehavda Shemal Kecha, B'cholavav, etc. And then we're Makabel O Mitzvos. V'hayim Shemo is about the O Mitzvos, the yoke of Mitzvos. It's all about Tzchar V'onesh, basically. It's put it in a nutshell. If you do Mitzvos, Hashem's going to give you rain, He's going to be good to you, Arichas Yamim, etc. V'hayim Shemo L'Vayomer, why does V'haya come in before V'Yomer? Shevahayim Shemo had no egg by Yom Abayim Balayla, but V'hayim Shemo has no egg by Din, by night. V'Yomer, the V'Yomer, which is the ikar of that parsha, is about tzitzis, Eino no egg ela V'Yom Belvad, is only about Yom. We do mention it at night because of the last pasuk. The last pasuk in Vayomer is the most important pasuk. Usually by that time we're flying. But Vayomer, Ani Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hoceiti Etchem Me'aretz Mitzrayim. The reason we say that third parsha is because of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. But it's, the Mishnah still calls that, that's the parsha that's not knowing at night because the Iker part of that parsha is about tzitzis. Even though the reason that we mention it, we say that parsha, is because of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shema Mina, says the Gemara. Oh, so what do you see from our Mishnah? Or Shmilu asked before, the first line of the Mishnah said, if you had Kavana, you're a Yotze. So says the Gemara, Shema Mina, Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. Is this Mishnah now commenting on a major Machlokas Amoraim, which is about whether when you do a Mitzvah, you have to have Kavana Watzeis or not? So it sounds like from our Mishnah, you have to have Kavana, because what does the Mishnah say? If you're just reading the Torah, if you have Kavana, you're Yotze. Mashma, that if you don't have Kavana, you're not Yotze. But we know that's a machlokas in Rosh Hashanah. What, is this Mishnah taking a stand on that machlokas? So does the Gemara know? There's another way to interpret the Mishnah. Mayim kibin libo likros. No, it means if you had kavana to read, to do the physical action, not did you have kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah. So what's that? The Gemara says, one second, likros v'hakakari. He's reading. He's reading the Torah. What do you mean he has to have that kavana likros? So says the Gemara, no, bakori lahagi. He's reading it literally to edit it, to fix it. He's not saying every word. He's not saying it with the proper nekudos. Tosva says he's reading the ksivs and not the kriz. He's not reading it in a way that he could be yotzei the mitzvah. So all it means in the Mishnah is that he has to have kavana to read it as it's supposed to be written. We're just saying that this Mishnah is not a riot either way. That's what we're interested in. We don't have to prove the other way. We just have to say that this Mishnah is not a riot either way, which is what we did. Just one note, which connects to yesterday's daf as well. If you look back at yesterday's daf for a minute, I don't think Menachem mentioned this, so I'm going to feel free to add on to what he said, but it has to do with both dafim. If you look back to yesterday's daf for a minute, you'd base him at Aleph, you could just remember, yeah, Mish.
What is the definition of Kavanah?
Here?
I'm about to do something in agreement so that you just get lost in space.
Yeah.
Before you had a mind what you're about to do.
So generally, I mean, there's a machlok, is mitzvah srichas kavana or not. We pask in mitzvah srichas kavana by daraisas and not by derabanans. That's what the Magen Avraham says in Simen Samach. So generally, chachila, you're supposed to have kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah by matzah. You're supposed to think about it, you're doing the matzah. Or you're supposed to think about you doing this mitzvah. But midrabanan, you know, by mitzvah derabanan, you know, we don't have to have kavana b'diyevet. But we're supposed to do our best.
Expanding what Moshe says. So if I'm having by matzah, if I'm going to have kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah, do I have to have kavana the whole way through, or by Shema the whole way through, or just in the beginning if I say I want to do this to be yotzei the mitzvah?
So we'll get to Shema. That's what today's daf is all about. Matzah lechatchila, you're supposed to have kavana. But if you didn't have kavana, most of the time we could help you out. But lechatchila, you're supposed to have kavana. But if you remember, this whole discussion was brought up in yesterday's daf, where we had the whole discussion about the bracha. If you had in mind wine and then beer and then wine, the whole discussion. So Tosfos there asks, but we pask in mitzvah seinu srichas kavana. So what's the whole discussion about? Right, mitzvah seinu srichas kavana. So what are you talking about? You have kavana for this food and that food. So Tosfos there has an opinion. The Rabbi Yaakov Mikinon says, no, there's a problem because you have wrong kavana. It's not no kavana. You have kavana beer instead of wine. Wine instead of beer. That's what makes it worse. So that's Tosfos' answer. That's that you have the wrong kavana, was a problem. But if you look in the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah in the back, he says a different answer. He says the principle of mitzvah srichas kavana or ein srichas kavana is only by mitzvos where there is an action involved. If there's an action involved, then there's a possibility that you don't have to have kavana. Because as long as you did the proper action, you shook the lulav, you heard the shofar, you ate the matzah, so then there could be an opinion that you don't need kavana. But if the whole mitzvah is speech, the whole mitzvah is dibur, then everybody agrees mitzvah srichas kavana. What more do you have? If you're just saying something, you're not thinking about it, then you did nothing. You don't have you can't even say you did the mitzvah. If you're not thinking about what you're saying, that the principle does not apply. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says, mitzvahs, but when it comes to mitzvah shel dibur, mitzvah srichas kavana l'kuliyam, according to everybody.
But by Kriyas HaTorah, for instance, if you don't understand the meaning of the words, then maybe you don't have proper kavana, but you're
so kavana means kavana to do the mitzvah. You don't have to understand every single word. Okay. Right. So that's Rabbeinu Yonah's chiddush. Okay, but
the same thing as before. His kavana is to do something else, not that he needs kavana. His kavana is to correct the sefer Torah. So unless he has the mind to be a spiritual one, he has the wrong kavana. Same thing as Mariah.
Okay. That's one way to look at it, but there's another way which I think, which is might be leaving a little more sharper. And that is, Rabbeinu Yonah has this chiddush, that mitzvah shel dibur, you don't have the whole discussion of mitzvah srichas kavana or not. So the bacha that Rabbeinu Yonah says is mefurish against our Gemara. Rabbeinu Yonah says it on Daf Yud Gimel. Look on Daf Yud Dalet. It says it on Daf Yud Beis. Look on Daf Yud Gimel. Our Gemara brings up this discussion by Kriyashma. Kriyashma is a mitzvah shel dibur, and the Gemara has this whole discussion. Srichas kavana, or ain't srichas kavana. But Rabbeinu Yonah, the whole discussion doesn't make sense here. No, it should be for sure mitzvah srichas kavana. How can you have a possibility in srichas kavana? So mitzvah shel dibur. Rabbeinu Yonah just said that by mitzvah shel dibur, you don't have this whole discussion. So Bach leaves of its arachian. It's a kasha. But that's an important chiddush to know of Rabbeinu Yonah. There's a kasha on him, but it's, I think it's an important chiddush to know anyway that by mitzvah shel dibur, by a bracha, by kriyashma, by any time you have a mitzvah to say something, by benching, you know, that we don't say mitzvah zayin srichas kavana there. There you have to have kavana. Okay, Vayter in the Gemara. Tanur Rabbanan, second line of the Gemara. Tanur Rabbanan, Kriyashma, Kichsava, Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says that you have to say Kriyashma in Hebrew. Kichsava, as it is written. No, you can say it in any language, as long as you know how to translate it properly. That's the big problem the poskim say. How do you translate Lototafos? You know, what's the English of Lototafos? Right? Lototafos. So that's why it's a problem, but theoretically, if you know how to translate Kriyashma properly, you could say it b'chol lashon. My time is a Rebbe. How does Rebbe know you can say Kriyashma in any language? Omar Kra, how do you know you have to say it in Hebrew? Omar Kra, v'hayu, v'haba yasan yuhu, v'hayu adrama eila, these exact words you have to say, that means it has to be in Hebrew. V'rabbanan, my tamayu, what's the reason the Rabbanan say it could be in any language? Omar Kra, shma, means Shema. You say Shema Yisrael, and that means B'chol Lashon Shata Shomea. You hear in any language, so you can say it in any language. So now, what does each opinion do with the other pasuk? Ulu Rabbi Nami Haksiv Shema. Rabbi, who says you have to say it in Hebrew, what's he do with the pasuk of Shema? Ahumi Boile. He uses it for the following. He Shema Laznecha Mashata Motzi Beficha. Shema, you have to hear what you say. You have to say Kriya Shema loud enough to be able to hear. You can't say. You have to hear. You can't say it too. It's a balance. You can't say it too loud that it disturbs the person next to you. But you have to say it loud enough for you yourself to hear a Kriya Shema. That's what Rebbe learns from the word Shema. V'rabbanan sabri luhu kamanda amar lo ishvi lazno yatsa. The Rabbanan hold like the manda amar, which we have later on in the Mishnah, later on in the Perek, that if you didn't hear it, yotze. So therefore, that halacha doesn't apply. What does the Rabbanan do with Rebbe's pasuk of bahayu that it has to be these words? They use it to teach us that you can't read Shema backwards. What does backwards here mean? So you look in Rabbeinu Yonah, you look at the Rambam, it means saying the Psukim backwards. It says, you say, then you say the previous Pasuk, then you say the previous Pasuk, and then you say V'yahavta. You say the Psukim like they look, but you just say them out of order. That's what you can't do. If you look at Rashi here, it's an amazing Rashi. I don't have an answer for this. Rashi, in the Midvarim Hadvarim, look at the end, what Rashi says, Lamafreya means. Kagon uvisharecha beisecha mezuzos. Meaning you actually say each pasuk backwards. Uchsadon uvisharecha, you say uvisharecha mezuzos, you say the words backwards, not just the psukim. That's what you're not allowed to do. So ask the Shagas Aryeh, what's the Havamina? What's the Havamina? Okay, but at least each pasuk makes sense by itself. So therefore, Uchsado, you should do this. Each pasuk, you take each pasuk as a unit. It makes sense. So the Chiddush is, you have to say it in the order of the Torah. But according to the Rashi, each pasuk, what's the Havamina? The pasuk doesn't mean anything. Right? Uvisharecha, Beisa. Doesn't make sense. I don't have a good answer. I thought about it a little bit. Again, Rashi's not saying it's allowed. But why? The Shakazari says, why do you need a pasuk to tell me it's no good? It means nothing.
Rashi, the other scenario might be
mutter. The other scenario might be mutter in Achinami, because Rashi doesn't have a diyuk to exclude that. That's a good point.
Oh,
so we pasuk and the three parashas are allowed to be out of order, b'diavad. So that's not excluded. Again, Sorechi and Rashi, if anybody thinks of an answer today, enlighten us tomorrow. Okay, yeah.
Well, what did the Chacham do with those who say you have to say it for the Trump?
So that's an added chiddush, the Trump. That's not in the Gemara. That's just an added added point that that's not based on the Gemara. That's just an added kiyum. Third wide line. Where does Rebbe know that you can't say it backwards from? Not bilem midvarim hadvarim. It's the hey. These words you have to say not backwards. For Rabbanan dvarim hadvarim lo darshi. The Rabbanan don't darshi that. Fine. Lameimra desavar Rebbe dechalatara kula b'chalashon emra. What do we see from here? From the fact that Rebbe says that Kriya Shema has to be in Hebrew, it must be that he holds the rest of Kriya Satorah could be in any language, right? Because he has a specific pasuk here to say it has to be in Hebrew. So can we be master from that in general he holds Kriya Satorah could be in any language? The Isak Adad Lashon HaKodesh Nemra, because if it generally needs Lashon HaKodesh, Bahayit Chazar Rachman Alamali. So what do you need a special pasuk by Kriya Shema to teach me that it has to be in Hebrew? All the Torah has to be in Hebrew. So the Gemara says, no, Yisrach, no, there's no Raya. Rebbe needs a specific pasuk by Shema, even though he might hold that the rest of the Torah also has to be done in Hebrew, Mishum Dachsiv Shema, because of the other pasuk that you might have interpreted to mean any language, so you need another pasuk here to say specifically Hebrew. And now we have the same discussion for the Rabbanan. Lameimer, the Savi Rabbanan, the Chal Torah, Kula Blashon HaKodesh Nemra, are you going to tell me that, according to the Rabbanan, who say, have a pasuk by Shema to say any language, that in general they hold the rest of the Torah could be, must be in Lashon HaKodesh, these talk about Chal Lashon Nemra, because if the rest of the Torah could be in any language, Shema the Chazav Rechman Alamali, so again, why do you need Shema? The whole Torah is that way. So the same answer, Itzrich, you need the pasuk here, Mishin Dechziv Ahayu. Because you have both of these psukim in Shema, one, telling us that it might, you have to say it in Hebrew. One telling us that you can say it in any language, they have to balance each other, and that's why each shita says that you have to have it here, and you can't bring rayas from here to what they held anywhere else. There is an important discussion, we don't have time to go into it, but it's important halacha l'maisa for yesterday and for this coming Shabbos. And that is, the Gemara says, how do you know that, can you learn from here what language you have to say the rest of the Torah in? What do you mean, say the rest of the Torah in? Kriyas HaTorah is a takana d'rabbanan. So what do you mean? You're darshaning from the pasuk about something they can say the rest of the year? When the rest of the year do you do something that's midar isla? We're talking about psukim here. Ah, Tosa says, once in a while we have a lady that's midar isla. Pasha Zachar, right here. Tosa is watching. This is the source of it all. This Shabbos, Yonah Diyoma. So Tosa is watching a Kodesh Nemri. He says, "What are you talking about? Ezra was Misakin, or Moshe was Misakin laning." So Tosa says, "V'yish lomer demari v'parshios hamachuyav and likos b'daraisa kimo Parshas Zachar." If you look in the Tosa's Arash here, Parshas Para also. That's the para, and if you look at it, somebody, my cabrista told me last night, there's some other sheet out there, I never forgot who he quoted, like an Achron that says also Shkolim. Generally, we don't assume Shkolim is Daraisa. Zachar, we hold as Daraisa. Para, we try to be Machmer also, because there are some, this Tos Sarash that says Para is also Daraisa. They don't bring Rias to it, they just say Kugmo. So the Achronim, the Meshechachma, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, what's the Makar that Para is Daraisa? Zachar, we know, that's pretty obvious. But where does it say Para is Daraisa? So that's a question. That's how the Gemara works, always. That they always. But Hayu and Shema, the ends.
Yeah.
Because each pasuk might be, they acknowledge that each of those words might be mashmah one thing, therefore they have to counter it. They have to counter it. Okay, second to last line. Tana Rabbanan. V'hayu. So now the Gemara is going to get into how much of Kriya Shema do you have to have kavana for Bidi Eved to be Yotze. L'chadchila, the whole thing. The Gemara is not talking about L'chadchilas. But Bidi Eved, how much? Tana Rabbanan. V'hayu shlo yikro l'mafreya. So V'hayu, you can't say Kriya Shema backwards. Hadvarim. Where the Gemara has like a dot, it should have between advarim. You might think the entire first parsha needs kavana. Tamalomar ha'ela. No, it says v'hayodam ha'ela ad kan tzricha kavana until the end of this pasuk of alav avecha. That's what you need kavana for. Mikan ve'elach in tzricha kavana. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. First opinion is that you have to have kavana for Shema Yisrael and the first pasuk of Yahavta and v'hayu advar ma'ela, the first two pasukim of Yahavta. Amalei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says no. Harayu omer asher anochi misaf hayom alav avecha. It says the following pasuk that you have to put these words on your hearts. Mikan atola meich kol avashakula. No, Rabbi Kiva says the whole first parsha you have to have kavana for. B'diavad. Amar Rabbi Barachad, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Akiva, and Halacha the Rabbi Akiva. That's what Rabbi Barachad says here. That not just the first two psukim of Yahavta, but the entire first parsha you have to have kavana for. But some say the following. Some learn this line of Rabbi Barbachana on the following. Titanya, it says in the Tosefta, Hakari es Shema, Tzori Shechavin es Libo. You have to have Kavana. Rav Acha, Misha, Rabbi Yudah, Omer, Kivin, Shkivin, Libo, Perak, Rishon, Shoveno, Tzarech. Rav Acha says, as long as you have Kavana in the first Perak, Eino tzarech, so then you don't have to have kavana anymore. Bidi eved. Amar Rav Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha, Gravacham, Shem Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like that opinion. Again, first parsha. Okay, so far, how many opinions do we have? We have first two psukim, and we have first parsha. Now let's add on some more opinions. Tanya idach, v'hayu shleikro l'mafreya. That's what we had already. Can't read it backwards. Alev avecha, the Gemara learns that has to be on your hearts. That's alluding to kavana. You have to have kavana, it has to be on your hearts, and that means you have kavana. Two opinions here, and the Gemara is going to talk about each one to explain them. Rav Zutra Amar Arkan Mitzvah's Kavana, and the Gemara at this point assumes, Rav Zutra says, the first parsha you don't even have to read, you just have to have Kavana for it. Mikan Ve'elach Mitzvah's Kriya. The second parsha you have to have a Mitzvah of Kriya too, but not Kavana. That's the assumption. Rabbi Yoshi Omer, we're going to talk about each one in a minute. Rabbi Yoshi Omer, Arkan Mitzvah's Kriya. No, the first parsha you have the Mitzvah of Kriya, Mikan Ve'elach Mitzvah's Kavana. Opposites. Rav Zutra says Kavana and then Kriya. Rav Yoshi says Kriya and then Kavana. So now the Gemara tries to figure out the Shita of Mar Zutra. Remember, Mar Zutra says Kavana and then Kriya. Maichna mikan ve'elach mitzvahs Kriya. Why later on? Why does the second Parsha have a mitzvah of Kriya? Dichziv l'daber bam. It says those words in the second Parsha l'daber bam. So Hakanami, the first Parsha also. Hakziv v'dibarta bam. So what are you telling me? There's no mitzvah to say the first Parsha. So Hachi Kamar, so the Gemara says, you're right, we misunderstood Rav Zutra. Right, it's not Mar Zutra here, I guess. Adkan mitzvahs kavana vikriya. What Rav Zutra means is that the first parsha has both. When it says kavana, it means also kavana. You have to do the mitzvah of kriya and have kavana by the first parsha. Mikan ve'elach kriya below kavana. The second parsha, just the mitzvah of kriya without kavana. The Gemara says, what difference should it make? Umaishna adka mitzvahs kavana v'kriya. Why does the first parsha you have a mitzvah to say and to have kavana? Dichziv alav avecha. which tells us you have to have kavana, because it has to be close to your heart. The dibartabam, and it says you have to say them. That's in the first parsha. Hasam nami, the second parsha also has that. Hatsiv alavavchin ladabarbam. So why should there be a difference between the first and second parsha? So hahu, in the second parsha, alavavchin is used for a different reason. It's used for a different drasha. Homi barle le kedir b'yitzchak. To amar v'samtem es dabar ha'ele, sricha shetei sima keneged ha'lev. That's the makar. That alavavchin is not teaching me kavana. It's teaching me that my tefillin shel yad is supposed to be next to my heart. This is something that we're supposed to, you have to be very machped with. When we put on our tefillin shel yad, we go like this, we put it on our arm, it has to be on the inner half of the muscle. Then we have the muscles that when we put our arm down, it's facing our heart. That was learned out from al levavchen. Right? If somebody had a lot of times walk through shul, you see people with their tefillin on the outside of the arm. Might be mamish not wearing tefillin. The Prima Gadim says, if your tefillin is not in the proper place, it's as if the tefillin's in the bag. That's his lashon. Kilamurach pakisan. So if you have to make, we have to make sure when our arm is down, we don't have to go crazy. But at least when we put it on, when we tie it, we have to make sure it's on the inside of our arm. So that was learned out from al levavchem. So therefore, Rav Zutra says you don't have to have kavana b'di'eved in the second parsha, but you do have to have it in the first parsha.
This kavana, before we have kavana, properly.
Right.
So
they talk about this seems to be a different type of kavana. The post can say they don't really define it, but there's a kavana of not general kavana, mitzvah srichas kavana. Maybe kavana of kabbalah samach shemaim, it might be somewhat different, but it's a good question exactly what this kavana, how do you relate this to the first line of the Gemara? Two dots, Omar Mar. So now we spoke about Rav Zutra, now let's get into the second opinion. Rav Yoshi Omar. Rav Yoshi had said the opposite. Ad kan mitzvahs kriya, mikan ve'elach mitzvahs kavana. First you have a mitzvah kriya, and then mitzvahs kavana. So the Gemara says, ma'ishna mikan ve'elach mitzvahs kavana, why does the second parsha have the mitzvah of mitzvahs kavana, mishun dechsev alavavchem, hachanami haksev alavavacha? So again, what's the difference? What difference should it make between the first two parshios? So hachi kamar, so again, the Gemara says, ad kan mitzvahs kriya v'kavana, the first parsha you have a mitzvah of kriya and kavana, the mitzvah to say it and to have proper kavana, mikan ve'elach kavana below kriya. Amazing shita halacha lamaisa. Rabbi Yoshi says, the second parsha, you have no mitzvah to read. You could just, seems to be, you could skim it with your eyes, but you have to have kavana. Kavana below kriya. So Mar again asks, Maisha akad mitzvahs kriya v'kavana, why does the first parsha have both aspects? Dichsiv alavavecha v'dibarta bam, hasam nami, haksiv alavavchem l'dabar bam. Right? And the second parsha has both too. So the Gemara says, no, according to Rabbi Yoshi, ahu b'divrei Torah ksiv. That, alavavchem, is talking about learning. It's not talking about kriyas ha-Torah. V'hachi kamar achmana, and this is what the Torah is saying, agmiru banaychu Torah k'yecha diligrusu b'hu. Teach your children Torah so that it's in their hearts that they'll learn even on their own. That's the alavavchem in the second parasha. It's not talking about saying kriyashma, but kavana, it's telling me a separate idea. So that's why halacha l'maisa, these two shittas argue. So again, we have a shita that says only the first two psukim yet have kavana. We have some say the first parsha, some say the second parsha you don't even have to say, you just have to have kavana for the second parsha. We still haven't gotten to what we hold halacha l'maisa. That's coming up.
Okay. Didn't he say halacha from Yakiva on top?
That's what halacha said, but the Gemara is going to say halacha to something a few times in a minute. But also, we don't always paskin. When the Gemara says halacha to this, it doesn't always mean that's the halacha. Right, we don't. The Gemara doesn't deal with that. According to this opinion, according to that opinion.
Because then who said he has to just have
kavanah? According, well, there is a mitzvah, it says l'dabar, that's referring to Kriyash, but you have to say it. I'm sorry, l'dabar bam is what he uses to say, reflect Divrei Torah. But alavavchem, he does say he's talking about Kriyash, so he says you have to have kavanah in the second parasha, you just don't have to read the second parasha, according to that opinion. Okay, first wide line. Tana Rabbanan. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Ad kan sricha kavanas halev. Divrei Rebbe Meir. The Meir says kavan is ma'akiv only in the first pasuk. It's a question in the Achron. And what about Baruch Shem? Is Baruch Shem part of the Shema Yisrael also? Okay, but at least Shema. Amar Rava halacha k'Rebbe Meir. Halacha like Rebbe Meir. Top second Tosfos on top. Second Tosfos, the Hachi Yochaza. This halacha, you know, maybe he says it's because of Menachem's problem. Because we just said halacha to somebody else up top. So Tosfos says halacha like this one. Halacha Rebbe Meir. Tanya Sumchus Omer, that's what we hold. We hold the Yebed at least the first pasuk. You didn't have Kavanah in the first pasuk, then you have to say Kriya Shema again. Tanya Sumchus Omer, now we have other halachas about the first pasuk. Kol Amarech Be'echad, Ma'arichin Lo Yomavush Nosav. You say Echad in a lengthy way, so then you get long life. Amar Avacha Bar Yaakov Ubedalas. It doesn't mean saying the Aleph or the Ches, lengthy. Just the Dalet. Because if Rashi says, if you say Echa, what's Echa? Ech. You didn't say anything yet. Echad, so the Dalet is good. Why? We're going to get to it in a minute. Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi lo yachdu b'ches. Well, you can't say the ches too short. You can't say yachdu. You have to make sure the ches is a kametz. You can't make the ches into a shva to say it so quickly. So that's why you have to say the ches properly, and the dalet you have to say a little bit longer. We'll see in a minute. Rabbi Yirmiyahu have a Yosef Kamei de Rabbi Baraba. Rabbi Yirmiyahu was sitting there. Chazvi to have Marach Tuva. He saw that he had a really long dalet. You know, sometimes you're in shul, you hear people with a very long dalet. Amar Lei Kiva Deim Lichtei Lamal Lamata La'Arba Ruchos Hashemayim Sulo Tzriches. Hey, once you say, think about Hashem is in control of all the different directions, that's all you have to think about. Because dalet, you have to think about the dalet ruchos. The Hashem is in control of all the four directions, up, down, right, left, north, front, back, like the six different ways that we shake our lulav. So says this Amora, you don't have to go crazy with it. You just think about it. Kadosh Baruch Hu is in control, and that dalet is long enough. Okay, there's no specific number of seconds here that we know, but it was supposed to be marich at least a little bit. But again, as usual, we're not supposed to be metam al abrius. We're not supposed to do things that make people make fun of us. So we should be marich a little bit, and also you don't have to be so loud. It has to be somewhat louder. We say shema a little loud, but this should be our kavana when we say the dalet, where that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. Amar Rav Nasan bar Mar Ukva, Amar Rav Yehuda, Alav Avecha ba'amida. Alav Avecha, you must say ba'amida. That doesn't mean standing, it just means not going. Even according to Beis Hillel, Rashi here explains, that says you're allowed to say Kriyashma in working, sitting, standing, all different directions, but when you say at least the first parts, you know, you shouldn't be doing other things, because you can't have kavan at all if you're just doing other things. So at least stop. Amida means just to stop for a minute, to say the first parsha, first pasuk, or whatever we're going to say in a minute, and then keep going. Those two words, you have to stop by Alav Avecha, only those two words? The says, no. Ela'ema ad Alav Avecha ba'amida. Up to Alav Avecha, you should say ba'amida, meaning not continuing on your way. Mikan ve'elach lo. But after, because you can't have any kavana when you're walking. Similar to what we discussed last week about Asher Yatzar. Asher Yatzar, we have to say standing. It's very hard. But you got to say Asher Yatzar, standing, not moving. Reb Yochanan Amar, no. Call up Asher Kuma ba'amida. Not only the up to Alav Avecha, but the whole parsha should be said, we're waiting. Rabbi Yochanan is going like his opinion up on top of the Amid. He held that the whole first parsha needs Kavana, and therefore he said the whole first parsha, you can't be going on your way. We don't pass in that way. We pass in the first pasuk, so at least for the first pasuk, we shouldn't be going. So let's say somebody's driving somewhere, and he realized Sopsman's Kriyashman is coming. It's best if he could stop somewhere for a second, to at least say the first pasuk with Kavana. At a red light or to the side of the road, but that's what one should do. Learn that from this gemara. Shtadu Rabbanan, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Zu Kriyas Mashmah Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. That's the whole Kriyas Mashmah Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. That's all he said. He just said the first pasuk. Amalei, because Torasu Umnaso. He was busy learning. Amalei Rav Lurabchia Lo Chazino Le Rebbe Dekhal of Maplas Shemayim. Rav says, Reb Chia, I never saw Rebbe say Bimakal of Maplas Shemayim. I never saw. He just skips the whole thing. So I'm like, no, he says, Bar Pachsi, oh learned one. No, you missed it. B'sha Shema V'yadav Alpana, Mekav V'lav O'mach HaShemayim. Don't you see, Rebbe sometimes goes like this. I'm like, he covers his eyes, he's saying Shema. He's saying Shema, when he puts his hands over his eyes, he's saying Shema. By the way, this line is the marker for our minuk to cover our eyes when we say Shema, right here. When he covers his eyes, that's when he says Kriya Shema. But that's the marker for what we do. Chozer V'gomer, Oeno Chozer V'gomer. So that's what he did in the middle of Shir. So did he finish Shema afterwards? After the shir? He said Shema in the middle of the shir. He wanted to get this man. So did he finish it afterwards? So machlokas. Kor kapara omer eino chozer v'gomra. He doesn't have to finish it. Reb Shimon ben Berebi omer chozer v'gomra. You have to finish it. Omer bar kapara l'Reb Shimon Berebi. Bar kapara, who says you don't have to finish it, says, Bishma l'didi da'amina eino chozer v'gomra. According to me, he says you don't have to finish it. Haida de bahadir Rebbe ashmaitza de ispeitzias misrayim. That's why Rebbe, somewhere during the shir, tried to weave in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Every day, amazing. Every day he was able to weave in Yetzias Mitzrayim. He's talking about Shnayim Ochzin, he's talking about Bava Vastra, he's talking about anything. He weaves in Yetzias Mitzrayim. It makes sense, because according to me, he's not going to say it later. So he has to say it now. This is Mitzvah Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim. El Lidi Dach, the Amr Chosir Gomra, but according to you, who say you say it afterwards anyway, Lomele Lahadure, so why do you have to... Why do you have to weave Yetzias Mitzrayim into the shir? Kedela Haskar Yetzias Mitzrayim Bismana. No, because he wanted to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim Bismana in its proper time. So he was going to miss this man. So because he wanted to say it in the proper time, so that's why That's why he mentioned it somewhere in the shir. Okay, a few more lines. What proper time? So I didn't want to get into that because we're running out of time. But the Rav was medayik. If you see the Rav, it says bismani here. Rashi says bisman kriyashma. So the Rav was medayik here, like that Rambam that we had. That Yitzias Mitzrayim is part of the mitzvah kriyashma. So Yitzias Mitzrayim has to be bisman kriyashma because it's part of that mitzvah. The Rav was medayik that from this Rashi here. Bisman kriyashma. Okay, so I had to say it anyway. Amr le Ravela Shkayach. No, Baruch Hashem. Amr Ravela Breder of Shmuel Bar Marsa Mishvei the Rav. Amr Shma Yisrael Hashem Lakin Hashem. Echad Benenes Beshena Yatsa. You said the first line of Shma, and all of a sudden you fall asleep. Yatsa Yimu Yotze. That's what we paskin. First pasuk. Amr le Rav Nachman Ladaru Avdei. Psuka Kama Sa'aran Tfeilot Tzaran. So Rav Nachman told his servant, you know what? If we fall asleep, before we say the first pasuk of Shema, give us a kick, wake us up, because that's that we have to say. If we fall asleep after the first pasuk, don't worry about it. You know, we said the first pasuk and we were Yotze. Amalei Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef Brei Derabba, Abu Chechi Avi Avid. What did your father used to do? Amalei Bepsuka Kama Habikam Sar Nafshe. The first pasuk, he really forced himself. I guess they were so exhausted from their learning, so they forced himself at least to say the first pasuk, because that's the Iker Din of Kriya Shema. Tvei Lavi Mitzar Nafshe. But more than that, he wasn't Mitzar himself. Let's just one more minute to get up to the two dots. So basically, what we have said so far in this daf is that the first pasuk, Halacha Lamaisa, has a different status. You have to have kavani. You got to make sure we have to apply ourselves to make sure we have kavana with the first pasuk. So Achronim add on Baruch Shem. Okay, once we're talking about things Rav Yosef said, let's just add one more in. Amar Rav Yosef, Prakdon lo yikra kriyashma. You're not allowed to say kriyashma prakdon. Machlokas between Rashi here and Tosfos and Nida. Rashi says you're not allowed to say kriyashma lying on your back. It's not kavod kvod shemayim to be lying on one's back when one says kriyashma. Tosfos and Nida says lying on your front. Right, with your back up. Either way, we're machmir and Shulchan Aruch like both opinions. That's supposed to be Kriya Shema lying on your back or lying on your front. So the Gemara says Mikra Udzlo Likri Habmigna Shaper Dami. So what? You can't say Kriya Shema when you're lying prakdon, but Habmigna, you're allowed to sleep that way. It sounds like from Rav Yosef that it's only a problem in Kriya Shema, but you're allowed to sleep that way. The Rav Shua Ben Levi lied on Mandagonia Parkin. Rav Shua Ben Levi used to curse people who used to sleep like that way. He's also not covered to sleep that way. Rashi explains here why. But not supposed to sleep on your back or on your front either. So the Gemara answers, Amri, Migna, Kimasli, Shaper, Dummy. The difference is on your side. On your side, you're allowed to sleep. Mikra, Avagav, Demisli, Nami, Aser. But saying Kriya Shema, you're not even supposed to be on your side. So when Rav Yosef said, it's a problem only in Kriya Shema, he was talking about on your side. So on your side, you're allowed to sleep. You're just allowed to say Kriya Shema. But when Rav Yeshua ben Levi cursed people who slept a parkid, that was Mamash a parkid, but on the side, he would agree that it's allowed. So that answers the stira between Rav Yosef and Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Last line, Rav Yochanan Masli Vakari. What do I mean, Rav Yochanan, you know, said Kriya Shema while he was lying on his side? So Shani Rav Yochanan Dabal Basar Habe. He was somewhat difficult for him to turn, so therefore, he was allowed to. But in general, we're not supposed to say Kriya Shema lying down. Okay? So Beis Shammai, that's a discussion. Did Beis Shammai not hold of this? Lahore or not?
Is this the same Rav Yochanan who said myself beautiful?
Oh, so that's a good question. Rav Yochanan, we said, had a beautiful arm. He was Marapa people before. So I don't know if Baal Basar means literally. I don't know. Maybe look what is. Maybe there are other issues. Maybe the arms. The arms were great.
Corpulence.
Right.